The Florida House has passed a bill requiring public employees who are part of a union receive a form to renew their membership annually. Proponents say the measure is a way to make opting out easy for employees. Opponents, meanwhile, call it union busting.
What's disgusting? Union busting. What's disgusting? Union busting. What's disgusting? Union busting.
Protesters outside the House chambers are holding signs and chanting things like, "Don't kill us with red tape," as lawmakers file in to take a vote on the issue. Republican Representative James Grant's bill presents public sector employees with a yearly renewal form that advises them they don't have to be in a union. Proponents of the measure characterize it as a way to allow employees to opt out of membership. Grant was intentionally brief in introducing the bill on the floor and waived closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the human resources bill we discussed yesterday.
Under Grant's proposal, the card presented to employees to renew their union membership would advise them that union membership and paying dues to the union is voluntary. The bill also prevents unions from asking why employees want to leave if they should decide not to renew their membership. Public sector employees and those generally opposed to what they see as anti-union legislation made a last-second plea to representatives. Fernando Rendon came to show support, even though he's in the private sector.
Assistant business manager with International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 606, Orlando.
Although the bill doesn't directly affect him, Rendon says anything that affects unions affects labor. He feels that's worth speaking out against.
Unions built the middle class here in America. Back in the 50s, when union membership was at an all-time high, the standard of living for, you know, working class families was just phenomenal. And as the years have gone by in this assault on working families and unions, you've seen a direct correlation between more legislation affecting workers and then the decline of the middle class.
Florida's AFL-CIO, which represents unions in the state, opposes the bill. Its director of politics and policy, Rich Templin, is accusing the legislature of trying to make it harder for public employees to unionize.
So every year, every 2 years, the legislature rolls out a bill seeking to destroy the ability for public sector workers to organize, but they don't do it directly in an intellectually honest way. They do it through thousands of little paper cuts.
Templin says one piece of the bill represents a first when it comes to organizing.
It actually would force the employer to verify that signature. This would be the first time in history that employers had a say over the organizing process.
That provision of the bill is something Democratic Representative Fentrese Driscoll raised as a concern.
One of the concerns that I have is potential intimidation. Could you imagine to have to go to your employer and have your employer personally verify that you've signed an authorization for a deduction of dues may create an environment where that type of intimidation can occur?
Some House Dems argued the bill is flat out unnecessary, like Representative Tina Polsky.
There were teachers, firefighters, policemen, all the people that we care so much about, or we say we care so much about, all saying that this bill was rather insulting to them because they know how to revoke their membership. They know how to sign up for membership and dues.
The bill ultimately passed on a 63-52 vote, not on party lines, and has been sent to the Senate. Some of those down votes came from House Republicans like Vance Alupis, Chip LaMarca, and Renee Plasencia. I'm Ryan Daly.